The Taliban withdrawal from several cities has cleared the way for thousands of Afghans displaced by the conflict to begin returning home. NPR's Steve Inskeep spent yesterday on the roads of northern Afghanistan.
Ibrahim Mohammed says he wants to see if the Taliban vandalized his house while he was gone. He walked home today along a desert road in the sun. A passing car kicked up dust so thick you couldn't open your eyes. Mohammed spent 3 years in a refugee camp. He lived in Afghanistan's northeast, in a tiny part of the country controlled by the opposition Northern Alliance. Mohammed contends that Taliban leaders forced ethnic Tajiks like him to dig trenches for the Taliban military. Now that those trenches stretch empty across the countryside, thousands of people are heading south and west back to their homes. At a river ford near the town of Dasht-e Kala, they splash through the river in Russian jeeps or on donkeys. When one vehicle gets stuck, a passing Northern Alliance tank tows it to shore, where a traffic jam awaits going up the hill. It seems that returning people are walking or riding down every road. One of them even squeezed into our car today. A friend of our interpreter was taking the first leg of what might be a days-long journey to his hometown in the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. As it rolled past farm fields, the car stopped. An enormous blue quilt lay in its way. Further on sat the quilt's owner. Bibi Hassel was spending the whole day walking home, and she couldn't carry the quilt anymore. She says she's between 70 and 80 years old. She's not sure. By the time she struggled to the gate of her front yard in the village of Kojahar, neighbors had arrived to pick up her belongings. And with her, they studied the shell of a house that she hadn't seen in 2 years. Little remained but the brown mud walls. She said it's time to start rebuilding, or just cleaning. In the village of Dasht-e Kala, rockets and artillery shells were falling as recently as last week. Today, the village bazaar was crowded. Donkeys carried white bags of wheat. And Abdul Shayan is selling hats. He's one of many people here who say they are on their way west, back to their hometowns. I'm an ethnic Tajik, he said. He's one of many displaced people for whom Afghanistan's war seems less about religion and about ethnic divisions. Now, the Northern Alliance, which is dominated by ethnic Tajiks and Uzbeks, controls much of the country. And Abdul told a foreigner that maybe it was time for everyone to go home.
After peace came to Afghanistan, so you will go to your home and I'll be in my country. So we will relax in our country, you relax to your country.
As they hurry along the roads, many of Afghanistan's displaced people seem to believe the fighting is all but over. The Taliban has fled their hometowns. But some also know the country still has no replacement government. And the United States still has not met its single most prominent goal, capturing or killing Osama bin Laden. Afghanistan's displaced people are returning to their homes in a country still at war. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Talukan, Afghanistan.